Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yes. Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. It is June 12, 2015, and I'm excited to say that we have another special guest on the show. My name is Sarah DeLico, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure, and today we have Ms. Martha Pino. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you, Fayola? How's everybody doing?
Well, we're all great and so excited to have you on the show, as you're going to be talking about marketing, video streaming, and most importantly, residual income. So before we begin, let me give a little bit of information about Ms. Pino. Ms. Pino is originally from Cuba. She moved to the United States in 1991 in order to start a new life here in America. And in doing so, she got involved in real estate, mortgages, rehabilitating properties, and investing in all aspects of real estate. Ms. Pino soon borrowed a small amount of money from a relative to buy a single-family home, fixed it up, and sold it for a huge profit. This was the beginning of her real estate investment career. Once she began making big profits in real estate, she never stopped. Ms. Pino is the founder of a land developing company in Florida, where she was successfully able to raise over $35 million in private funding and exceeded over $60 million in sales. She has helped many novice investors make the right decisions when purchasing property. She is definitely an expert in real estate investing. In 2008, she wrote her first book, which is entitled The Millionaire's Approach, that's receiving wide acclaim among the local business owners that realize how a book can help increase their sales. And now she's also on a different venture, as she does not stop. She is the founder of RATV Live, which that will definitely be the focus of the show today. So we're so excited to have you on the show. Now tell us your journey. How did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, this is a great question. I'm happy to, first of all, before I go any further, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be a guest in your show. I know there's a lot of people that are listening to the show, so I thank you for the opportunity. And I'm delighted to share the most I can to be able to provide and bring a lot of value to your audience. So,
thank you.
Sure, it's my pleasure. What was the question that you asked me?
How did you begin? See, you're just so involved and so excited you forgot the question.
Yes, I did.
No, it's fine. The question is your journey into entrepreneurship. How did that really begin? Was it, you know, everyone has a different way of how they fell into entrepreneurship, whether they grew up around business owners, life decisions or life situations made them think outside of the box. What is your story about entrepreneurship?
Well, when it comes to entrepreneurship, this is what happened. When I came with my parents in 1991 from Cuba, of course, like everybody else, we came over with a lot of dreams, with ideas, wanting to build a new life here in the United States because of the great opportunities that this country opened the doors to everybody. And as I got into my first job, as a matter of fact, I was only able, and I'll repeat that, I was only able to work with a job only twice, meaning that I realized pretty soon that working as an employee was something that actually did not quite fit the way I was. So immediately I looked into real estate. An opportunity showed up, and I jumped on it. I took the opportunity in my hands, and that's exactly how I started my career as an entrepreneur. And I started, like you very well said, in real estate. In Cuba, I have studied before construction, so I had a lot of knowledge when it comes to all the stages in construction, and that's really basically how I started this country, my entrepreneurial career, which up to today, thank God, I've been able to do quite a lot of things and be able to help along the way a lot of people as well.
Wow, that is awesome. Very inspirational. And then so you come here, you get involved in real estate, and now you're taking a different venture, what I think is such an opportune time, because as we know nowadays, video is the key for everything. People have their phones, so if you really want to tap into the marketing strategies and be up to date and current and really getting exposure out to your product, your service, tapping into your clients or engaging with them, videos and things. So how did you get involved in now founding the RATVLive.com?
Well, this is a venture that it was born a few years back, especially, you know, for all of us, in a way, one way or another, when the real estate business slowed down a few years back. At that time, I was building homes. I was very, very, very involved into construction, all aspects of real estate. But I realized that if that was happening, it could happen again. So I started thinking, what else could I do that will be able to give me a lot more sustainability in the sense that if the economy, something would happen with the economy, I would have a continual flow of income coming into me, so I wouldn't have to worry about it. And that's kind of like how I started thinking about this. So at that time, I also started looking at companies like, for example, Facebook, with the social media, YouTube, and other companies. So I don't even exactly know how that all came about, but I said, it's like when you turn off on and on a switch, and then the light went on, and I went, boop, oh, my God, this is a huge opportunity. What if I'm able to put together a concept to where people are going to be able to what about their own TV channel? And that's really how I thought about it. And at that time, I shared that idea with my partner, and she said, are you sure? And I said, well, actually, I'm not sure, but it sounds like interesting, so I'm really actually going to research a bit more about this. And thank God I had the time, and I really put my time and energy into it. And already from that time to now, about 2.5-3 years have passed, and now we have evolved into a complete different world, and we have pretty much, I would say, completely transition into a new space, which is the internet, it's video marketing, and have the ability to connect and be in front of a live audience at any time, even from a smartphone. And I believe that's powerful because everyone nowadays, whether somebody's a business owner or an entrepreneur or somebody selling products or services, We all need marketing and advertising. And by the way, it doesn't matter how successful anybody in business might be, I believe that's a common denominator for everybody. Everyone needs marketing and advertising. Mm-hmm. But then with so much noise in the internet and so much overwhelming of information out there, how do we really are able as individuals or small business owners be able to stand out and be seen and be heard? And be able to put our message, our business, our product in front of our current clients, or better yet, our potential clients. And I believe we have the answer for that.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, I want you to, before we continue further, I want you to tap into, because I want it to be encouraging for those who are still probably a 9-to-5 or maybe they're transitioning and they're fearful about going into the entrepreneur route where they can tap into opportunities such as video marketing and build that residual income database. Now, what gave you the courage to step out? You were successful in real estate. You did very well. You built the business to tens of millions of dollars, and now you're tapping into a totally different sector. Has nothing to do with real estate. Actually, it does, but not physical property real estate. This is more social media real estate now. How do you make that transition, and how did you cross over?
Well, as a result of the slowdown of the real estate business, a few things, I started doing a lot of, I took a lot of time to reflect into my own life, the things I have done, the impact that I have created, the legacy that I have already created by just building homes. You change communities, you change lives. But then something came to my mind, and that was that real estate, in a way, is only limited to the area to where you're building or to where you are dealing with properties. So in other words, it's like territory limited, you know? And then when I looked into this new space, which is what the online internet, marketing and advertising, I realized that it was actually limitless, that this idea could help millions of people no matter where in the world. And when I tapped into that idea, I realized the impact that just this platform could have in the lives of millions of people all around the world. When I thought about that, and I really thought about it profoundly, I said, you know what? This is exactly what I am going to do for as long as I am earthbound, if I can put it in such terms. And that's how I feel so happy about transitioning and now doing this business.
Wow. And I'm so, you know, and I can hear the passion in the voice. That's why I wanted you to share that story because, you know, my audience are entrepreneurs, business owners, whether they're just starting off, maybe they've been in business for a while or wanted to expand their business. And I think it's important when we, especially when we have people who are entrepreneurs in the show, to share their story, inspiration. So, you know, people can realize, you know, I don't have to necessarily leave my 9-to-5 in order to live the lifestyle I want. And, you know, having that residual income, that side money or that side profitability, profitable business. Now, talk about what is residual income, because I think a lot of people also have a misnomer what exactly residual income is.
Well, in my personal definition of residual income, I would say that residual income is additional income that you are able to get constantly flowing to you month in, month out, without you having to physically have to do a specific activity for it, or better yet, to actually have to be present physically in order for you to receive that income. Now, I know that some people have heard the term before, residual income, because, of course, there are many companies out there that offer opportunities so people can generate residual income. In my personal opinion, or better yet, from my own personal point of view, I think that when somebody, let's say somebody, for example, is in a 9-to-5 job and they're thinking in ways that they can, what can they do actually do to start generating additional income? But then they're also, at the same time, with a little bit of fear, concern that they cannot jump altogether into entrepreneurship and they still need that job because income, as they transition and they grow, I believe that one of the main things that they really need to look at is make sure that they really, really, really are comfortable with the opportunity that they are going to get themselves connected with. The reason why I say that is because sometimes people start companies and they start on a part-time basis, but they actually don't connect with the product. They actually don't connect with the vision of the company. They don't feel it in their own heart as if there will be an incongruency. And if something is not aligned, at the end of the day, it's really actually not going to work and people are going to waste their time and they are not worst of all, they're not going to see the results that they're expecting. And those would be, obviously, see residual income coming into them. So I believe number one to me, if somebody is looking for an opportunity to start doing something to generate residual income would be make sure that you like, love, connect with the product or the service that you are going to be promoting. If you don't, it's not going to work. At least that's by personal experience. That's what I would say to anybody looking to do something on that space.
Now, tell us how does exactly talk about the process of live streaming and video streaming and how vital it is for entrepreneurs or actually anyone today in getting involved in video marketing.
Well, video marketing and live streaming, I believe, are the most powerful tools that anybody in business and also people selling products and services, this is one of the most valuable tools that they're going to be able to use in their daily marketing campaign. Why? As a matter of fact, on today, on our live stream show today at noon, our exact topic today was, as a matter of fact, how creating video content Can Make Anybody a Millionaire by 2019. And the topic, we picked that topic today because exactly we talked about the power that video marketing and live streaming has for the years to come. And according to, and one of the things that we touched upon on the show today was related to this topic, is that companies are doing tremendous amount of research when it comes to the global population, what are the trends, what are people are looking at. And according to Cisco, which is a big company that is doing research right now, they estimate, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to read it off my notes right here, by 2019, 80% of the global internet consumption will be video content. Another important topic, data that I want to share, is traffic from wireless and mobile devices will rise to 66% in 2019. And one last thing, internet video to TV grew 47% in 2014 and will increase four times more by 2019. The reason why I'm sharing all of that information is because if someone today is listening to the show and is looking for an opportunity, is looking for a way that they will be able to generate revenue, to increase their income, and enjoy the lifestyle that they want, video marketing is a phenomenal alternative for anybody to do it. And one of the most beautiful things that it has is that it has very, very, very little investment out of pocket for anybody to start. And the reason for that is, well, it's very inexpensive. And how can people start? Very simple. Everybody has a smartphone. Pretty much everyone out there right now has a smartphone, right?
Around the world, yes.
So when people have a smartphone, pretty much anybody can produce video content from their smartphone, be able, for example, to upload it into a platform, like, for example, the platform that we have available, which is ratvlive.com, be able to set up an account, get their videos, put them on the platform, put a price on it, and sell them. And by doing that, they have pretty much all the resources to be able to start a business with extremely, extremely, extremely low cost. And I believe that's very powerful because if somebody just listening to the show today will take this as an opportunity today and work on it focusedly, in 3, 4, 5 years, their life will be changed completely 100%. And not only their life, but also all the people that they will be able to help along the way. And I believe that it's even more powerful when you really look at it, the impact that just creating video content and selling it can create in the society all around. And it doesn't matter in which language and it doesn't matter in which country, because this is something that it can be done anywhere in the world. So I believe that's really very powerful.
Oh, yes, and you know, thank you for all the statistics you gave, because I think it hits home that people realizing that out of all the necessities and commodities in the world, people have cell phones more than they need, than they have bathrooms, working bathrooms, especially in third world countries. Everyone has a cell phone. Everyone has a smartphone. There's WhatsApp. Everyone's on Facebook. Everyone's on LinkedIn. Everyone's on all these social media platforms. So it just goes to show that people are moving away from, you know, the PC and the laptops. They're going to the mobile phones. And I actually attended a seminar recently, and the presenter talked about the simple fact that, you know, that's why tablets are – that's why phones are so huge. They're just as many tablets because we're moving away, and technology definitely is – here to stay, but not only that, video marketing and videos are here to stay as well, and it's actually taking over the internet. When you look at even the SEO optimization of videos, they are starting to rank higher than actually links. So that's why I think what you're doing is so powerful, it's so keen, and it's at the right time. So now, as we talk about the process of video marketing, tell us if someone was to sign up for your services, what is the process? Tell them how simple and easy it is in order to get started. I know you kind of took us through this, Lee. How easy is it to just get a video marketing started?
Well, it's very simple. Our platform is very, very, very user-friendly. anybody can access it from their smartphone, their tablets, their computers, and all they need to do is go to ratvlive.com/register, set up an account. As a matter of fact, they can even go try for free, be able to set up an account, set up a TV channel, an internet TV channel, upload videos, or better yet, do a live broadcast and a live stream, in other words, like in real time, and be able to start generating content or creating content that is going to allow them to even just then select whatever price they would like to sell that content and start generating income. And it's very simple. And by the way, this is something that I want to say five key things here when it comes to our platform. Number one, that is simple. Number two, that is fun, a lot of fun. Number three,
you can have fun.
Absolutely. You know, and you know why you can have a lot of fun? Because you have the autonomy, you have the freedom to talk and choose and pick your topics. And see, we all have amazing information within ourselves. Mm-hmm. We all have great ideas that we're always thinking about, but we're so afraid or so busy to move forward because we think that it's going to cost us a lot of money and it's difficult. And you know what? That is not exactly that way. It is easy, and you can make it fun. And when you think about it in those terms, you're like, huh, I have a lot of great ideas. Guess what? Well, now, those great ideas, you can use them and put them to good use in your life or anybody's life and be able to monetize on it, change the way you live, and help others along the way. Now, but anyways, let me go back to number one, it's simple. Number two, it's fun. Number three, everyone can do it. Number four, everyone can use it. And number five, everyone can share it because everyone will be able to share our platform. Everyone will be able to use it, and everyone is able to have a lot of fun. And I think that when we get the child out of us and we have a lot of fun, you know mm-hmm. what? I think it's, you know what? A lot of fun.
Fun plus fun equals more fun.
Yes.
So it's the value of realizing that on your platform that it's even from your smartphone that you're able to make the videos. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. But yes, let's say that you would like to, let's say someone would like to go to ratvlive.com, set up their account, they set up their channel. Well, we have an application, an app, that whether you are an Android user or an iPhone user, you go, you download the application, you install the app on your smartphone, and then you do a little bit of like about maybe a minute or 2 minute basic setup of that application. And all you need to do basically is press a red button to go live. And when I mean live, I mean like in real time, real live streaming. So it's like having your own CNN channel in your hand just from your smartphone, which gives you the ability to be able to connect live to all of your audience, no matter where you are in the world. And all you need to carry with you is your smartphone. In other words, you can go live streaming from your live phone and connect to 100,000, millions of people, no matter where you are. Isn't that powerful? I believe it is.
Wow. That is, I just can't even imagine what will be in 2020 with the advancement of technology. I guess a phone would definitely just be a chip or something, and you're able to download everything and do everything from it. But I think the mobility of the process as well makes it so easy, and that you could be anywhere. You know, you could be in your backyard, you could be on vacation, you could be in your office, you could be at a business meeting, and you can stream directly from your smartphone.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, for people that are curious to see exactly what it looks like, what it sounds like, they can go to ratvlive.com and they will be able to see hundreds of videos or live stream sessions that we have produced. And believe me when I say you can do this from anywhere, just from your smartphone. I've done live streaming from the water, from the ocean. I've done live streaming in restaurants, in airports, at a park, in so many different areas, in offices, in conferences, in events. All you need is your smartphone, be connected with your smartphone, and just press a button, go live, and that's it. You are broadcasting your content out to the world.
we have upgraded the selfie status from just a picture selfie to a video selfie. What do you say about that?
I totally agree. I love it.
Now, let's talk about marketing in general, because the reason why I bring this up is because I meet with business owners and I meet with companies, and some of them still don't understand the value of social media marketing. How valuable is that for a business to thrive in today's society?
Well, if somebody is in business, somebody's a business owner, an entrepreneur, and they're not doing marketing online, they are missing an incredible opportunity to be in front of thousands and millions of people. If somebody is not online, whatever they're doing is already obsolete. Because even though someone might say, well, I'm not tech savvy, I am a little bit challenged when it comes to technology, you know what, I got news for that. We need to get to adapt. We have to be able to adapt. And when I mean to adapt, that, and I say that by experience, we have to be open to look into new opportunities and new resources. Like, for example, and I'm going to, that happened to me when I transitioned pretty much from my real estate business or my real estate space into the online internet world. I completely changed space, and because one thing has nothing to do with the other, they're completely different, but I had to be open to adapt. And someone in today's world, if they are not open to adapt, to receive and welcome video marketing, internet marketing, they are going to be missing out, and they're going to see the results in their business as time passes by, because the internet is growing, mobile devices are even getting better. And like you said, from pictures, now look where we are. As a matter of fact, there is nothing else more advanced right now when it comes to technology than having your own internet channel where you have the ability to be able to connect live. This technology did not exist about 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Today, it's available for everyone, and better yet, for people that are able to see this and understand this, and they will be able to think about, even if it's just one idea, and produce 5, 10, 20 videos, or whatever videos they want, be able to sell them. Let me tell you, it's a staggering amount of revenue that is going to be creating in the next 5 years just from video content. Now, the question is, who is willing to put a portion or a percentage of that revenue in their pocket? And I want to leave that question open for the audience. I want you guys to think about this. If you're able to produce content and your cost of production is extremely low, what is it stopping you? We all have amazing information inside of us. We all have great ideas. So value your ideas, value the capacity that you have to produce amazing content, because it's going not only to help you, but video is something that will survive you, meaning that we will be able to help educate and influence generations yet to come. And I believe that's powerful.
That is powerful, and I think it's also key when we talk about entrepreneurs and talk about how to be a successful business, whether it's, you know, building the platform, thinking about your marketing, finding ways to have residual income coming in. Marketing is vital to any business. Just as the idea is important, the passion is important, the business plan is important, the financial concept of the business is important, marketing is definitely as well, just as equally important in that space in order to build a business and have the business thrive, especially in today's society. But not even that. We are a global market. Before, a global market meant that you had to go across seas, that you had to travel, you had to pay an expense to go to another country, leave your place. But now we're a global market as we sit in our homes. We're a global market as we are in our offices. We're a global market as we do business on a day-to-day basis. And tapping into that global market with video marketing and with any type of internet marketing is so key. It's very inexpensive, just like you said, as well as it helps you to connect with people all around the world just by your smartphone.
Exactly right.
Well, so as we close, I just want to thank you for that insight, and I hope my audience encouraged to realize that marketing is key, but if you really want to step up your game, video marketing is definitely the way to go. So, Ms. Pino, as we close, what is the best advice that you can give to our audience today as we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about marketing, we talk about residual income?
Well, think about one idea, pick a topic, produce some video, put on a platform, start selling, and tap into the next best trend that is coming up for the next 5 years. And you know what? Become the next millionaire, not only to help yourself, but to help your family and all the people around you, the community and everybody else, because I believe we all have a responsibility into making this world a better place. I think that will be my last advice for today.
Thank you. And can you give your contact information so they can follow up with you to learn more about video marketing, residual income, or just even to find out more about Ms. Pino?
Absolutely. They can go to ratvlive.com. Go to a website and be able to see everything. You will be able to sign up, get an account, try it out, and feel free to reach out to us on our social media right on the platform. I'm here to help you. I'm here to serve you. And I'm here to, with everybody else, be able to help and make this a better world. Thank you, Fayola, for inviting me to your show today.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Martha Pino. We thank you so much for being a guest on our show, as well as providing so much valuable information. And I want to take the time to also thank all my past guests that have made this possible, that we've been over a year on the air. And we have tapped into the entrepreneurship business market. We've tapped into the community. We tapped into politics. We tapped into academia. We tapped into the religious or the spiritual sector. So I want to thank you all for helping this be possible, that finding your hidden treasure is still on a mission to get the message on these various topics and all these various opportunities. So I want to thank you all once again, and I also want to thank my audience. Thank you. We would not still be on the air if it was not for you tuning in every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, as well as when we have our special episodes. So I say go ahead and have a fun weekend, because you've done your duty today by listening to Finding Your Hidden Treasure. My name is Fayola DeLuca. Please listen, please tune in next week, Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, as we'll have another great expert on our show. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. I love being in the wonderful United States of America. Take care. Bye-bye.